Hello children, this is photosynthesis part 2. To perform the next activity, we have to know about variegated leaves. They are partly green and partly white or yellow. The green portion contains chlorophyll, whereas white portion lacks chlorophyll. Some examples are croton and coleus. To show that chlorophyll is necessary for photosynthesis, take a plant which has variegated leaves. Destarge the plant by keeping it in a dark room for 48 to 72 hours. Later, place the plant in the sun for 2 days. Pluck the variegated leaf and trace its outline on a sheet of paper to mark its green and non-green areas. Boil the leaf in alcohol to remove chlorophyll. Leaf will become decolorized. Wash the leaf with water to remove any chlorophyll sticking to it. Add a few drops of iodine solution on the leaf and observe. Observation: the inner green part turns blue-black on adding iodine, indicating presence of starch in the inner part, and outer white portion of the leaf does not turn blue black on adding iodine, indicating absence of starch. So the conclusion is, photosynthesis occurs in that portion of leaf where chlorophyll is present. So it is concluded that chlorophyll is necessary for photosynthesis. Essential raw materials for photosynthesis. They are number 1 carbon dioxide, number 2 water, and number 3 solar energy or sunlight. Carbon dioxide. It is the raw material used for the formation of glucose. Land plants obtain carbon dioxide from the atmosphere through the stomata. Next, water. Water is the second raw material for the process of photosynthesis. Plants absorb water from the soil with the help of their root system. Other materials like nitrogen, phosphorus, iron, and magnesium are taken up from the soil. Next is solar energy. For the process of photosynthesis, solar energy is needed. This energy is trapped by the green colored pigment called chlorophyll. Factors affecting photosynthesis. They are light intensity or sunlight, concentration of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, temperature, and availability of water. First, light intensity. The rate of photosynthesis depends on the quantity and quality of light. It increases with the increase in light intensity. In blue and red lights, the rate is maximum, while in green light, it is minimum. Carbon dioxide. The rate of photosynthesis increases with an increase in the concentration of carbon dioxide, provided the quality of light is not a limiting factor. Temperature. The effect of temperature varies with the habitat of plants. The plants of cold climates have the ability to conduct photosynthesis at a much lower temperature than those of warm climates. Usually, the optimum temperature range for photosynthesis is 10 to 35 degrees Celsius. Up to 30 degrees Celsius, the rate of photosynthesis doubles with each increase of 10 degrees Celsius. The last one is water. Generally, the rate of photosynthesis decreases under water deficient conditions. Only about 1% of the water absorbed by the roots is utilized in photosynthesis. Yet, water is an important factor. part 2. Thank you.